happened, and I can barely walk. My ankles are like bloodied. But yeah, what a great, great weekend. Weather was fantastic, and the bands and the crowd even better.
Yeah, I mean, I think we say this every year, but I think that was our best lineup to date. It just was awesome. Everybody just delivered. And the feedback was phenomenal. Feedback on every artist that was there, and all of the comments that people have put up have just, you know, it was really neat to go through and read those and appreciate everybody's kind words and everybody's support. What a weekend.
Yeah. Thank you for coming out. I hope you'll be back next year. We've heard from a lot of people when we were packing things up in either late Saturday night or early Sunday. How many people saying, we've been here, we brought a couple people, now they're going to bring a couple people next year. I mean, that's just how it continues to grow. I mean, I remember, what was it, 2015 maybe, that Rob Keller made the comment from the stage when he was playing with the Shiners and said, hey, if each one of you out there talk to five people and bring them. And, you know, and that slow buildup has occurred to, you know, that it just continues to grow. And people are getting to experience a really fun time.
Yeah, and hats off again to, you know, Cooper's Lake Campground for hosting us. They've been just nothing but incredible to us. And they've climbed into the concept of this, you know, climbed aboard with the concept of this festival and are a big part of it, as our buddies in Lamat Productions who, you know, that was another feedback I got all weekend, was just how good it sounded. I mean, and it did. It just sounded phenomenal. And I know everybody who performed on stage thought the same thing, you know, yeah, just how good it sounded on stage for them. So huge thank you. And of course, the Rock Station and the staff here for doing the gate, doing the hard job. That's the hard job sometimes, running that gate, especially with the people who want to cause problems. Shame on you. But to everybody who made it easy getting in, we appreciate it.
Absolutely. Hey, and to Shady Lady Productions, of course, and your wife Dawn, and of course Caitlin and Kelsey, who do so much work, and even the stagehands that helped out, you know. It was just great to see. And a special salute out to Tony Angeret and Woodman Life for being the presenting sponsor of Band Jam this year. I hope they enjoyed the show and enjoyed being a part of it. We respect the fact that they, you know, they anteed up as well to be a part of it.
Yeah, he was driving out as I was walking through the compound there, and I think I could only see him with one eye blurry a little bit, but but yeah, he stopped, put his window down, and said they had a great time, and so and thanked us. So it was really great to get to work with them and all of our sponsors.
Yeah.
So
and yeah, and the vendors too, who did a great job all weekend long. The weather cooperated, which we were thankful.
Yeah,
you know, and the other side sponsors as well. But yeah, I agree with Cooper's Lake too. It's just such a beautiful facility. They do such a great job out there, and they really, really have helped us to get this thing to the seventh year, and we're looking forward to the eighth year next year, second weekend in July. And a special thank you to our avid supporter, Mr. John Vento. John was there this past weekend. Also, his good friends from the Needs Hotel Band, Mr. J-Mac, Jimmy McCullough and Jill, they were there again this year. They come out and stay all weekend. I know they love it. We really appreciate your support, guys.
Yep, and of course, Bash, Butler Area Society of Homebrewers, and Hilltop Hoppery, and Nate, and Ken, and Jason, Dre, Jerry, everybody who come out and contributed beers. If I forgot anybody, I'm sorry, but you know, just greatly appreciated that. And the tent went very well this year as well, so... Mm-hmm. Tassau, they had three snakes out there for everybody. I heard all the kids talking about how they held the snakes, you know, yeah, and stuff. So, you know, that Bash, the Bash tent money helps both the club and that organization out, yeah. Tassau. So.
Yeah, and we survived the weekend of wet weather leading up to it, and it was a pretty muddy mess around, and Cooper's Lake did a great job trying to remedy that as best they could. I mean, it was out of everybody's control, so I know that, you know, that was something everybody had to deal with, and some moves on camping sites as a result. But fortunately, that place is big enough that you're never going to be crowded, and everybody had a great time with that. And one thing with regard to the way the music progressed, I heard from multiple people, they loved how, you know, the ebb and flow. You had Friday night, which was a great power-packed lineup. I had a couple people come up to me and say, best Friday night lineup ever. And that's with all due respect of everybody that's played in the past. But the ebb and flow of the day, acoustic, building up, they really, really love that format.
So, yeah, I think it works very well. Yeah.
And that's a tip of the cap to you for putting that all together. So all in all, we appreciate everybody coming out and supporting the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival this year, presented by Woodman Life. And we certainly hope that if you weren't out there, that you will find time next year to to do it. I talked to several people too who took advantage of the fact that you paid, you know, to get that armband, and they were able to do a couple of comebacks, you know, in and out because they had things going on. And one thing that really struck me, Utah, is the end of the night, Homicide Black was the final band that played, and we had progressed down to the bottom, and usually the last three bands, that floor is just packed. And of course, because of the muddy conditions, I don't think a lot of people were comfortable in their chairs up top. But we went down to the front of the stage, and I was blown away by all the young kids that were enjoying that area down there. But there was a camera shot that I was able to get, two young kids sitting right in front of me, their legs folded and watching Homicide Black play. And I was able to get a real cool shot of them just sitting there with Homicide Black in the background. And I thought, man, this is what it's all about right here. Family fun, festive atmosphere. These people come out and enjoyed the entire weekend.
Yeah, there were a lot of kids dancing and having fun. And, of course, we should have said Belly Dance by Melissa. I've seen her with a bunch of the kids as well. And back to the gravel. The kids really enjoyed the gravel, too. So a lot of that going on.
They were building castles in the gravel, per se. So
yeah, it was a good time indeed.
Thanks to each and every one of you that made it special, because by your attendance, that helps us to grow the thing. And we'll see you next year, second weekend in July. Mark it down now. Get it in your calendar book. I think that's, the 10th and 11th, if I looked at it correctly, when we were out there. So make your plans to be there. It's going to be another great year, and we'll start working on that lineup next month.
Yeah. And once again, we got to give a shout-out to James Graff and Amanda Noah for winning the Grassy this year, and of course Linda Weber for all the work that she puts into that. And you know, she's kind of become the official photographer now for the event, so just greatly appreciate all that she does for this event as well.
Yeah, she takes some awesome shots, and she makes incredible creations that I know the bands and musicians have really respected. So, and you know, Amanda was out there for the entire weekend. A shout out to her. And you know, I remember when J. Roger Davis was coming off the stage, she came up to me, and I went up to her at that point. I said, well, you won this on Friday night. We announced it. This is Saturday. You're here. We need to reinforce it again. Come on down. And she was in tears listening to J. Roger Davis, and those two met, and he was in tears. I mean, it was just the emotion that you heard from these musicians over the weekend. It was just phenomenal.
Yeah.
So. Well, we're going to get emotional, too, because we're excited to have the Hawkeyes in.
And it's also exciting to say that Zach is alive. So if you don't believe us, you will hear his voice tonight.
Yes, Zach Rovito is, is here in person. We'll prove it coming up after we play some tunes. Hey, I dug this band out of the Erie area. A very good friend of mine who I hang with quite a bit, who's from the Meadville North area. Had seen this band perform, and he was like, hey, maybe you check these guys out for your show. He's seen them and really said there's some buzz around them out of the Erie area. So we're going to play the band 6 Year Stretch and a song called Little Girl. They actually have a video for this song, too, and we'll give them a spin.
Okay, and I say we throw some Wojo on, because it was really cool to see Wojo and other musicians also out at the band jam. That really, I noticed that, and I appreciated it to come out, Wojo, and hanging out the entire weekend, and it was really cool. So throw on some Canvas.
I agree with that, because he actually was to be out of town and was going to miss it, and it lucked out, and he said, here I am. So it was great to see you. Thank you for being there. And let's get to the music on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
That you've been killing, looking at me with them big blue eyes, taking me away to paradise. To the place you've been living, all the time that you've been killing, looking at me with them big blue eyes, taking me away to paradise. Little girl, don't you see, the world is bigger than you and me.
side. You got so much more to do. Take my hand and I'll follow. I will find a way inside your heart. I always will. And I will find a way inside your heart. I always will. She got the wind in her hair. She doesn't care what you think. She got her mind on her dream. She don't care. So I found you've been giving to a world that doesn't understand. Listen to me now and take this advice. I'll carry you to paradise. So I found you've been giving to a world that doesn't understand. Listen to me now and take this advice. I'll carry you to paradise. And follow me, little girl. Don't you hide. You got so much more inside. You got so much more to do. Take my hand and I'll follow. I will find a way inside your heart. I always will. And I time that you've been killing, looking at me with them big blue eyes, taking me away to paradise.
It's been taking us so long for you to find me out what I'm all about, and I've been doing things all wrong. Got at the studio, gotta get through to you. Someone I used to be, and I'm so much better for you now. Oh, I wish you knew, I wish you could see it. So let me paint you a picture on an invisible canvas. String it out nicely so you understand this. It's more than a lyric, it's really a message. You and your questions, I need you to listen. There's one's for you, honey, and two's for your show. It's getting so late and the morning sun is breaking dawn. Ashes in the night for your eyes.
so late. The morning sun is breaking dawn, ushers in the light for your eyes. For your eyes. For
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at The Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Band Together Pittsburgh presents the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival July 27th and 28th at the Sirius Shrine Center in Cheswick. Good food, friendship, and great music from the likes of Tommy Castro and the Painkillers.
Well, I'm calling San Francisco.
Vanessa Collier, CJ Chenier.
Can't sit down.
Dana Fuchs, the Pittsburgh Women of the Blues, Joe Grishecki and the House Rockers, and more. Proceeds from the Blues and Roots Festival benefit Band Together Pittsburgh and the Autism Society of Pittsburgh. For tickets or more information, go to pghbluesrootsfest.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. Our next segment is brought to you by the Rainbow Inn, 323 2nd Street in Freeport, a refreshingly good time, and home of the Man Can, 24-ounce Man Can special, lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun, and maybe even a visit with Utah at the Rainbow. Longest-running sponsor, they've been here from day one, and here we are. We can start talking about 8 years because the 7th Band Jam is in. The 7th Grassio has been announced, and so we're progressing forward here now that July is here. I mean, think about anniversaries. So.
Yeah, 8 years is longer than 6 months, Bob.
Oh, it certainly is. Yeah, well, I'm glad to be wrong about that. And a large reason of that is the fact that the music that just keeps coming and is so doggone impressive. And as I said at Band Jam, you're not going to find better music, better talent than here in Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that was an impressive lineup.
Yeah.
It really was. And according to my numbers here, plus or minus one or two, we're at episode 367 as we
367.
Enter our eighth year here.
All right.
And, and I know I missed a few because of suspensions.
Yeah. That's okay. We won't count those against you as we get to 400 because somebody's going to bake us a cake.
Yes, they are.
And one of the prime examples of the great Western Pennsylvania music is the Hawkeyes. We are very honored to be joined tonight to visit with Jay Wiley of the Hawkeyes. Jay, welcome back.
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah.
Feels like so long.
It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really cool to be back here.
We're honored to have you back, and congratulations on the success you guys have had since we last talked. I mean, things were going well the last time we talked,
yeah.
And since that time, things are really blowing up. You got a couple of songs that are being played nationally,
mm-hmm.
And that's got to feel really good.
Yeah, kind of took some risks, you know, and they're starting to pay off.
Yeah.
So, and you know, pedal to the metal, you know, all killer, no filler, as we say.
And, of course, the last time we talked, you had a different bass player, and now we have the new bass player here. Little transition for
the band. Yeah, we had Tyler Parker from Highway 4 for about a year and a half. And, you know, Tyler wanted to start a family, and God bless him for that.
Yeah.
So we went back into the well, Butler, Pennsylvania. Yeah, we just keep finding bass players in Butler.
Yeah.
And we got, and Zach, well, this funny story was Don from Anger the Ant was like, because we've been looking and looking for about 4 months, I think, for a bass player. And I always knew Zach played guitar. And he's like, do you know Zach plays bass? I went, you could have told me this 4 months ago, man. That would have really helped. And then Zach came in for, you know, like what was, he thought, an audition. But in my mind, it was like, there's no one else. And like, he's hired. He came in and played. And I think you went for about a month not knowing that you were already in.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was.
Nobody told me. They just sent me tour dates. And they were like, we're going to be going here, here, and here. And I was like, am I going there too?
Yes, you
are. Of course, Zach Rovito is here. Mm-hmm. And he's been a longtime member of the Butler area community of music. And, of course, most recently with Anger the Ant, which is pretty cool because if we make the connection here, Utah, the Hawkeyes have had two bass players come out of reigning Grassy Award-winning bands, if we make the connection correctly here. So pretty neat stuff. So now it's time for the Hawkeyes to win a Grassy because, boy, that's well overdue.
Yeah, fame and fortune waits.
We're like, it's like, you know, Harrison Ford never won he's never won an Academy Award, so that's fine.
Yeah. Been nominated often. Been right up in the hunt.
Yeah.
You know, just sometimes you have to push that a little bit.
A fun fact for you if you didn't know that about Harrison Ford.
There you go. Yeah. But it's kind of like the Highland Brothers Band. They don't push it either, and they're well-deserving. So, you know, I get the merit thing. So, but, hey, it is what it is. Nomination, I think, is just as important. But, Zach, for you to transition from playing guitar to bass, that's something you actually told me off-air, that you actually were originally a bass player.
Yeah, the first two bands I was in, that's what I did. And I always loved it. It's always been a fun instrument. So I was excited when I heard they needed a bass player.
Yeah.
And I've always been a huge fan of the Hawkeyes, so it worked out really well.
Yeah. And to be a part of something like the Hawkeyes, who are just really starting to, you know, really grab on to this scene, and now, of course, branching out nationwide, too. It's got to be a big thrill.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. I'm having a great time. So,
not sleeping as much.
I'm not sleeping nearly as much.
Yeah, I was going to say, as we pre-record this show for tonight, and you guys literally just drove into town hours ago.
Yes.
So you were down south a little bit.
I had a little southward swing on the summer tour. The Carolinas and West Virginia. There was a Tennessee date in there too.
Wow. Cool. So the new album, give us a little background on what developed, how that transpired.
Well, it all stemmed from, you know, I met Sean McDonald, the Pittsburgh producer who worked with the Clarks on many of their albums and projects, and he just proposed to me. He said, "What do you think about, you know, kind of distancing yourself away from the Americana alt country feel that you guys do?" And he's like, "What about, you know, are you into bands like Royal Blood and Foo Fighters and Green Day?" And he's like, "Are you, you know, in Queens of the Stone Age?" He's like, "Would you take on a project like that where the songwriting could go in any direction?" He's like, "It's still going to be a rock record." Mm-hmm. He's like, "And I can guarantee you it's going to be a great record." And I was like, "Okay, let's give it a go." And, I mean, I didn't know what I was jumping into with him. I remember the first session I went down and, you know, writing session that him and I had. I brought, like, 20 tunes. And he just was, you know, picking, you know, he was doing his job, you know, I'd never experienced this before. And I remember coming home, and my wife was like, "How'd it go?" I was like, "He doesn't like any of my songs."
Wow.
He's like, and that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
What he was. And we picked eight of those songs eventually, which was going to be on the project coming out this fall. And it was just, he would hear one part of it and go, "That's the signature part, and we're going to build the song around that." And then we just break these things down piece by piece and make sure that, you know, there was nothing loose. You know, we trimmed off all the fat. We wanted to create this really tight, you know, right in your face, hit worthy festival stage sounding rock band, because they're kind of it seems like a lot of those bands are few and far between anymore, with the exception of like Greta Van Fleet, you know, Dirty Honey and the Black Moods, you know, and those are kind of the new batch of bands coming up. And I think, you know, we could, if we that's what we're going for, is to get into that conversation with bands like that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. The connection with Sean, was that made? Did Scott or somebody from the Clarks recommend that?
No. We had a gig. I play in that little side project with Dave and Rob.
Yeah.
And my dad,
mm-hmm.
The Woolly Coats.
Yeah.
And we had a gig at the Pittsburgh Winery, mm-hmm. and Sean showed up.
Okay.
And he's like, "Did you write these songs?" I was like, "Yeah, those are just some other songs I wrote that the Hawkeyes don't play." And he was like, "Well, you know," he's like, "Okay." He's like, "If you can do this, if these are your B sides," he's like, "let's see what your A group is, you know, of songs." And then we got to talking, and I knew some of the work that he did with Gene the Werewolf too. Yeah. And I really liked, actually when I was driving in, I heard a Gene the Werewolf song that he did.
Yeah.
I remember like, seeing the tracks of it in his studio as he was like mixing it. And I was like, okay, I want us to sound that good, that big, that present. You know, because before, I mean, the garage band feel, what we did before was where we were at the time. And I'm not going to disown that. I'm not going to walk away from that. It was just time to do something completely different than that and something completely fresh and new. And that's what he sold me on, man. And I love working with the guy.
That's cool.
He's hard to work with. Yeah. He really is. He's super challenging, you know.
But that brings out the best in musicianship, doesn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah. Any musician, like anybody that's serious about their songs and songwriting, hire a producer and hire someone that's going to beat you up a little bit. Totally. Just like a personal trainer.
Totally agree with that. We've commented on that several times.
Yeah.
That's your 100% on.
Yeah.
When somebody can bring you out of your shell and bring out something that you may not even know you have,
mm-hmm.
I think that's a good producer. You know, that's somebody that has taken control of the battle for you, really.
Because you can get lost in your comfort zones.
Yeah.
And your program, your everyday programming.
Sure.
And
yeah. It's like radio stations paying attention to their listeners, huh?
Damn.
Let's get to a song here and we'll continue our conversation because we want to play one of the new tracks. We're going to do Stone's Throw Away. Give us a little background to that song.
Well, Stone's Throw was probably the first song that we wrote for this new album. And it was honestly like, it was the 20th one that I, like, it was number 20 on my list when I brought it to him because I was like, well, here's this. He said, what else you got? I was like, well, here's this for whatever, you know, whatever it's worth. And I was like, it's not really us. Because I was still thinking, you know, one plug in the wall mentality, you know, garage. I was like thinking, we're still this. And he had a completely, you know, he's like, there's your hook right there. Because I was playing it on the guitar and then I kind of accidentally sang it to him. He goes, there you go. That's your hook. You know, the whoa woes, you know, that you hear at the beginning of the song. He goes, that's it. He's like, we're going to build the song around that. I went, oh no, we can't do that. And I was like, no, that's totally not us. He's like, oh yeah, you're going to do it. And
wow.
I'm really glad that how it came out.
Yeah.
You know, we're really happy with it.
Fantastic song. Let's give it a listen. It's Jay Wiley and Zach Rivito from the Hawkeyes tonight in the studio with us. This is Stone's Throw Away on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7, streaming as well, 977rocks.com. We'll be right back.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
It's the Grassroots Show tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. Again, our show streams 977rocks.com. Don't forget, it's archived for future playback. You can hop on and see lots of past episodes and enjoy it all over again, especially if you ever miss one, which you never should, because we're here every Sunday night at 7. And we're brought to you in part by Broz's Superette. You know, they have Butler's best hot sausage. And I don't just say that. Pick one up, or pick some up, put them on the grill, enjoy them, try them out. Of course, I always talk about their ham loaf. I'll guarantee you that's the best you're going to find, not only in western Pennsylvania, probably across the United States. I challenge you to find better because I love it. It's fantastic. And they've got everything else, too. Cuts of steaks, various. They'll cut whatever you want. They'll do whatever you need. I mean, they always have a great display case full of fresh, fresh meats, homemade sides and salads, deli meats, cheeses. Great. Smoked beef sticks. Yeah, they even smoke some cheeses, too. Don't forget about that. High on the Hill, right on the price is their slogan. They're at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Broz's Superette, they've been in an institution here in the Butler area and continuing to go very strong. Jim and Shelley do a fantastic job. When you're in, tell them thank you for supporting local music and being a part of the Grassroots Show. We're with Jay Wiley and Zach Rivito of the Hawkeyes in the studio tonight. Just heard the title track, literally, of the last album, I guess, One Plug in the Wall, right?
Right, yeah. It was a good one.
Oh, fantastic.
Got a lot of miles out of that. Yeah.
Well, you guys, have you ever created a bad song? You know, just everything. Everything you do.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure in your eyes, you know, there's something out there that might stand out. But
sure. You got to create bad ones to make good ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. Of course, Zach, you're part of the new album too. You've played on not every track as you made the transition, but several of them.
Yes.
How was the recording process with the Hawkeyes?
Oh boy, it was different. Working with Sean is, as Jay said, very, very challenging in the best way possible. I'd taken such a long break from playing the bass that just to go in and work with him was like, you learn fast.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice, you know, because he'll say, all right, record your bass line that you came with, and then you do it, and he goes, now do something different, go. And you're like, whoa, that I had something, you know? It's still like on the fly, you're challenging yourself.
Wow.
And, you know, it was a lot of really great learning experiences. So it's very cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So a new experience, and I'm sure you found out some things about yourself even as a musician, you know?
Yeah. I got stronger inside because every time he broke you down, you just like want to cry, but you can't. No, I'm kidding. He's a great dude. He's really good.
Back to Stone's Throw Away a little bit. Where did that song come from? Is that a little bit about that reach as a musician wanting to, you know, finally get some success?
Well, it's mainly about, you always say, well, don't burn any bridges. I, on the other hand, thought, I think in some cases when you make certain decisions, you have to burn some bridges. You know, just like Cortez burned the boats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that story.
Mm-hmm.
You come to, everything that you do is based off of decisions that you make. And I think that the direction of this album and really like quitting the day jobs and leaving the family at home for long stretches of time and touring like madness and not playing small and taking humongous, really, like, from the outside looking in, they're like, why would they do that? If anyone knew some of the risks that we took to do what we did and, the financial risks that we took. And, you feel the heat of that on certain weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about that. That's what's, it's right there for the taking. But you're going to have to do something really difficult and uncomfortable to get it. And that probably means burning a bridge back to your comfort zone, back to your safe place. There is no more safe place when you're in this business full time. You sink or swim.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what I was going for from a lyrical standpoint. Yeah.
And to take the band with you, everybody's got to buy into that very same thought process.
Right. And that's, we've lost members because of that. And that's part of it. And people are like, how do you move on? I'm like, because I have no other choice but to move forward. Because if we don't move forward, then the machine stops. Mm-hmm. And it's like a freight. It's not like a sports car, which can zip and go. It's like a Mack truck, a real heavy train that you have to go on up a hill.
Yeah.
You need momentum and constant momentum. You need coal thrown into that fire.
For you, Zach, making this step forward in this part of your life, mm-hmm. you just got married.
Right.
It was a great time, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun.
How do you have that same thought process? Does it make you nervous, or are you in a good part of your life where, okay, let's throw the stone, see where it goes?
Yeah, well, it's super ironic just the way this song came out when it did. And I don't know, I've told Jay, but like, I quit playing music at one point. And when I saw the Hawkeyes at the Big Butler Fair, like, One Plug in the Wall was the moment where I was like, I got to do that again, So like, that song was a great predecessor because it's like, are you going to make it? Are you going to do this? Are you going to go for it? And then this whole process, while they're going to do their thing, I'm trying to get where they are, And so Stone's Throw comes out as I'm transitioning into this band, and it's like a perfect statement after One Plug, in my opinion. It's, are you going to make it? And now, yes, we're going to do this. We're going to go for it. So that's how I've been feeling this whole time. As soon as this opportunity came up, I said, I'm going to take this and make it work however I have to, and my wife is incredibly supportive about it. And, it's tough on her, and it's tough at home, but it's going to be worth it.
Yeah, you get, there's certain people in your inner circle understand, but there's certain people in your family who you're not as close with. They almost go, that's what you're doing. You mean you're like, you don't come back home and like have to go to, go to work on Monday, like, what do you do, for money? I'm like, you hustle. So what's up with your wife and kid? I'm like, they're at home by themselves. They're like, and they're just, you can just see the wheels in their head going, their mind being blown, that like, wow,
Yeah.
I would never do that.
Yeah.
I would never tell you to do that. Better you than me,
Yeah. Well, you guys have become such a household name here in Western Pennsylvania. Now you're, you know, that name is starting to branch out because of your presence, not only getting some national exposure airplay-wise, but, you know, you're reaching out. Now you're going to head out to Sturgis again, and you've been invited back for that.
Yeah.
And think about the amount of people that are going to be out there for that. I mean, what a great exposure that would be again.
They're so great. It's honestly, there's some of the nicest people that run that campground. This campground's bigger than this town of Butler.
Isn't that amazing?
It's gargantuan. And, you know, Mary, she's the head lady there at Sturgis. You know, she took a real chance on us 3 years ago, you know, because we were really nobody. And keeps bringing us back. And they're really true to their word there. They're just down-to-earth, honest people. They're our type of people, you know. And it's funny. They're just like the people that go to, like, the grassroots show. They just want to hear. They don't care if it's a song that they recognize. It just has to be good and well-played and with passion. I mean, Snoop Dogg helps. You know, he's right. Yeah, that does help. You know, Lynyrd Skynyrd, opening up for Skynyrd last year was pretty cool.
That'd be awesome.
That was, yeah. I mean, that's a pinch me.
Oh yeah,
you know, opener right there. That, you know, we definitely, you know, we're pinching ourselves as we were, playing the show, and then we got really schooled on how to put on a real deal rock show by a bunch of 70-year-old dudes. Yeah.
Well, how invaluable that is, though.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I was sitting there taking notes, watching.
Yeah,
if
you're
guys.
Paying attention, that's just the gold number.
Note for note. Yes.
That's awesome, guys. So what's the game plan for the album? It's coming out this fall?
Yeah, coming out this fall. We're with Misera Records. We signed with them last year, and Spark Joy Music is our management, who's the part of the promotional arm for it. And don't have a title yet. I know I said on a previous interview that, like, 2 weeks ago, yeah, I'll have a title this week, but we've got to come up with one here in the next day or so we can, you know, announce an official release date and everything like that. But we're real excited. This is a real, you know, this is going to be, you know, not to throw a cliche out there, our best project yet. People are going to hear, you know, the work, the 3 years of work that we put into it. You'll hear it. I can guarantee that.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we're not afraid to fail anymore. Cool. You know, that's the coolest thing about this band is we're just like, you know what, screw it. Let's do it. And if we fall flat on our face, we're just going to get right back up again.
Yeah. And you tried.
Yeah.
You gave yourself a chance.
Yeah.
So awesome, guys. It's great to have you in. Thanks for making the trek back early this morning to get back to Western Pennsylvania and visit with us. It's always a thrill to sit down and chat with you as well and see the success you're having. I hope it blows up big for you guys.
Well, thanks, guys. Thank you. I mean, you guys are, people tell us all the time, you know, like, you know, I was at work. I heard you on 97.7. You know, that always, you know, that's, you know, it's just like, yeah. Yeah, you still go, you know, a little piece of you, you know, you're like, all right, you know, cool, you know.
Well, hey, we get to pinch ourselves because we get to sit down and talk with you, not just play. Uh-huh. So, you know, no, it's both sides of the table. Trust us when we say that here. We appreciate what you're doing, the effort you're putting out, and hope it goes well. We got another tune that we're going to play. We're going to do Miracle Man, which was both our faves. We debated over several of the nominees when we made the Grassy nominees for the Hawkeyes, and there were a couple songs, but I think we both settled on Miracle Man was our real favorite most recently.
I love this song. I think it's one of the best live performances I ever saw. When you threw this down at Southern Fried Rock Show a few years ago.
Yeah, I mean,
just the people still talk about that performance and that song. Seriously.
Yeah, it's a fun song to play. It really is. It's it's just a three chord banger.
Yeah,
AC/DC style.
Cool. And then we're gonna do John Q, which is another one of the new singles.
That's the late. Yeah.
Yeah, it's starting to break too on the national chart. We saw.
Yeah.
And right now it's a personal fave of mine. I love Stone's Throw too, but this one, when I first played it, I'm like, wow, this. I mean, it was just it was. I don't know. It was different. You know, it was cool, and I really dug it. So
cool.
It struck a chord with me big time. So
thank you.
Excited to play it for you guys here tonight and the listeners out there on the Grassroots Show. Best of luck. Best wishes to the other guys in the band, too.
Yeah, Luke Zeidel, our new drummer, just signed up with us a month ago.
Okay.
He's only 19 years old. And he plays with the maturity, and he carries himself the maturity of a 25-year-old man. Nice. You know, he's great. And then, you know, Mike Grego's been with me, you know, before the Hawkeyes, and he's, you know, been, I think he started in 2014.
Yeah.
You know, he's just a staple. The fans love him.
Yeah.
He affected your sound somewhat in a really good way.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Big man, big sound. You know, like, you know, he's the, you know, he's
I got
the
drunk with him at Zach's wedding.
Yeah. There you go.
And Zach, always great to see you, man. Good luck and enjoy the ride.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. It's great to see you guys, yeah, too.
And Jay Wiley, keep up the great work, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for being here with us. Here they are. It's the Hawkeyes, Miracle Man, John Q on the Rock Station 97.7 and our Grassroots Show.
destination. Reservation.
Summertime cookouts with the grill blazing and all the aromas of delicious food spreading through the neighborhood. You'll only want to serve the best quality products. The answer is simple. You pick Bros' Superette. They have plenty of hot dogs, burgers, and deli items that will make all your neighbors' mouths water. Bros' Superette is catering the 2019 Music for the Cure event, and they invite you to join them Saturday, August 24th from 1 to 11 p.m. in Carn City. Many amazing musical artists will be performing. Tickets are $25 and can be purchased at Bros' Superette, along with some great quality food.
Band Together Pittsburgh presents the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival July 27th and 28th at the Sirius Shrine Center in Cheswick. Good food, friendship, and great music from the likes of Tommy Castro and the Painkillers.
Well, I'm calling San Francisco.
Vanessa Collier, CJ Chenier.
Can't sit down.
Dana Fuchs, the Pittsburgh Women of the Blues, Joe Grishecki and the House Rockers, and more. Proceeds from the Blues and Roots Festival benefit Band Together Pittsburgh and the Autism Society of Pittsburgh. For tickets or more information, go to pghbluesrootsfest.com.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
The area is covered in the coming week with musical opportunities. First up, head out to the Rock Ann Haven on Wednesday, July 24th. Catch an open mic night with Donny Ozo from 8 to 11 o'clock. Ribfest coming up at Paradise Park Friday through Sunday next weekend, featuring a number of great bands, including Sawyer, the Justin Wade Band, and Sour Mash. On Saturday, July 27th,
head up to the Clarion River Brewing Company. Samantha Sears will be having an open mic night. And, of course, the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival coming to the Syria Mosque in Cheswick on Saturday, July 27th and Sunday, July 28th. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, why not take a cruise up to Erie to Room 33? Visit with Utah. He'll be performing acoustically prior to entering Room 215. That's Room 33 up in Erie on Wednesday. And on Saturday, July 27th, it's Hogs Gone Wild at Gatto Harley-Davidson. There'll be food, giveaways, and live music featuring Robin and Bob. Get out and support our local musicians. You'll have a great time doing it.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Back for the final segment of our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. Again, if you'd like to submit material, even, you know, band dates for our concert calendar, please do that. Take the opportunity. It's going to be a simple email, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. It'll get the job done, and we can help you promote yourself, get your music on the air. That's what we're all about here on the Grassroots Show, local, live, local, original music every Sunday night here at 7 o'clock and streaming as well, 977rocks.com. And great to have the Hawkeyes in. Boy, I really wish these guys success. They're working it strong. They're going for it. And I hope things blow up for them in the right way. You know, and it was great to see Zach in studio live in person. So
I have a lot of respect for that kid. You know, before he transitioned to the Hawkeyes, he gave me a call because he was actually filling in for Rob with the Noble Hops. And we were looking forward to that. And then he called me. He says, hey, I want to tell you this before you hear it on the street. But I'm joining the Hawkeyes, and I couldn't have been more happier for him.
Absolutely.
Lots of success, I hope.
Yeah, he's an awesome kid. Awesome young man. Not a kid anymore. Well, don't forget, coming up, the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival. You've heard their commercial here on the show. July 27th and 28th down at the Syria Mosque in Pittsburgh. And kicking off the Saturday portion of it, Bobby Thompson in the Groove. We just had Bobby Thompson out, Justin Wade Band, of course, and get an opportunity to see them and a whole host of folks. And then, of course, the next Rock Done Right tour stop. Mark your calendar. Two-day event now, Corbry Woodstock down in Gibsonia. Go to corbrywoodstock.com. Going to get back to some music to wrap up the show, and we'll do it again next Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Bob in Utah will be with you, and we appreciate the fact that you are spending some time with us. Bumped into Mark Hensel, who's been in a number of bands and groups in his life, and he was out at Band Jam, and he dropped off some new material that he's working on, and the release date for the album is yet to be determined, but we'll let you know about that. We got a cool new song here called Automatic from Mark.
All right, and again, great to see the musicians out. When I mentioned Wojo earlier, Nathan, his producer and drummer and guitar player, was there as well, so it was cool to see him. And also Jen and Steve stopped out from Sidebar, A Common Crown, After the Fall, Slant Six. You can go on and on and on. Of course, their 20th anniversary Rock for Life concert is coming up here the first weekend in August out in Island, PA, so make sure you check that out. So let's take the show out with some Common Crown and the song 17 Lies.
Dice start to roll. Why do you think?
The Rock Station Nation. Unite at 97.7 WLER FM Butler. Cranberry.
24 hours a day.
The Rock Station, 97.7. Station 97.7. We'll be right back. Rock Station. 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station. 97.7.